one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. How you guys doing tonight? Thank you for having me in your living room once again this week. The number for you guys to call in, as always, 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Already in the chat room right now, got myself, Captain Underpants, and one anonymous user. Come on, man, call in. Make yourself be known. Let me give that number out one more time in case you missed it. 706-993-4606. Going to start the night off. Doom should be calling in shortly. Going to start the night off with your NBA scores. Very interesting NBA scores out tonight. Some good performances. We'll start with the Lakers and the Hawks. Hawks hosting the Lakers. Lakers get the win 123-104. Brandon Ingram has a huge night. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 blocks. Lakers improved to 26-34. Hawks fall to 18-43. Next game on the docket, the Boston Celtics beat the Memphis Grizzlies 109-98. Celtics outscored the Grizz 67-41 in the first half. To go ahead and take this thing, they improved to 43-19. The Grizzlies fall to 18-41. The Brooklyn Nets snap an 8-game losing streak as they beat my Chicago Bulls 104-87. Brooklyn improves to 20-41. My Bulls fall to 20-40. It's a damn shame. Damn shame. Anyway, Knicks host the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors get the win 125-111. They outscored the Knicks 39-18 in the third quarter. It just pulled away. They improved to 47-14, and the Knicks fall to 24-38. I know one thing. Houston better watch it. They have the best record, but Golden State's not that far behind. They're like a game and a half behind. So they better watch it. They can't slip. Golden State look like they're ratcheting things up. And if they get the full speed, those boys are going to be something to deal with. They're going to be something to deal with. The Toronto Raptors host the Detroit Pistons and get the win 123-94. The Raptors improved to 42-17. The Pistons fall to 28-32. Yeah, I guess that Blake Griffin luster just went away. Went away. The Raptors, 31 assists on 42 makes. Not bad at all. If anybody's going to beat Cleveland, I think there's only two teams that can do it. Boston and Toronto. And we'll talk about the Cavs tonight. The Cavs got to get themselves together. If they don't, you know, Toronto, Boston can beat them. Maybe the Wizards. The Wizards are just so inconsistent, though. They'll go and beat Cleveland, but then they'll lose to the Hawks or somebody of that ilk, or the Knicks. They got to get it together. But I give the Wizards credit. They beat the Cavs without John Wall, so I give them credit. I give them credit on that. Head on over to probably the performance of the night. The Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, defeat the Phoenix Suns 125-116. Anthony Davis just proven he's a beast. 53 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Wow. You know, if Boogie Cousins was playing, first round, they'll probably lose. But Jrue Holiday's starting to play a little bit. I don't know. But They get the victory 125-116 over the Phoenix Suns. New Orleans goes to 34-26. The Phoenix Suns fall to 18-44. And on to the other games of the night, the other final, the Oklahoma City Thunder defeat the Orlando Magic 112-105. Westbrook with just 8 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Did not matter in this contest. The Thunder improved to 35-27. The Orlando Magic goes to 18-42. Other game on the docket, the Dallas Mavericks sweep the season series with the Pacers. They hosted the Pacers and got a win 109-103. Dallas improves to 19-42. The Indiana Pacers go down to 34-26. Got a couple of games live right now that are still being played. The Utah Jazz are hosting the Houston Rockets. The Jazz are down right now to the Rockets, 95-85. Also, we got the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're in the news this week. We'll go over that in a second. The Timberwolves are also in the news. They are beating the Sacramento Kings, 72-64. So, we shall see how the Jimmy Butler not being there makes a difference for them. We'll see if those boys can't rally together. They still have a lot of talent with Wiggins, Towns. We'll see if that team can hold it afloat while we wait on Jimmy Butler to get back. You know what? I would love to see a first round series in the West with the Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder will probably win it, but I would love to see it nonetheless. Be a very good first round series. Very good first round series. All right, those are your NBA scores of the evening. Hope everybody's having a fine and fantastic night. Let's go ahead and get into the news of the day. I want to ask you guys a question, though. I'm going to put this, in fact, I think I'll do it right now. I want to ask you guys a question. Head over to the Lakers for a second. Now, everybody's saying the Lakers have all this cap room, so they should get 2 max free agents. But you still got to deal with the Ball family, no matter who you get. And my question to you guys, is Lonzo Ball a bust? Is he a bust? I know he's a rookie, but is he a bust? Let me get your thoughts on that. 706-993-4606. It begs to question, would this be Magic's maybe first mistake as a GM? And your first mistake is a draft pick? We shall see. Everybody's making excuses for him. He's a good kid, but everybody seems to be making excuses for him. He's shooting 48% from the free throw line. 48%. He's not aggressive at all. And at times, the Lakers have played well. At least until they got Isaiah Thomas, they have played well without him. Kuzma, Hart, Ingram, those boys, I don't know. And LeVar's shutting up for the moment, but you never know. If he says something else that's kind of crazy, the Magic might be wise to trade him. Let me know what you guys thinking. 706-993-4606 is that number. Also, we got a couple of things going on in the NFL. Vontae Davis signs, former cornerback Vontae Davis. He was with the Colts last year, is now a Buffalo Bill. He'll be another bookend corner for him. I don't know if he's enough to, I don't think he's enough to get them over the hump. They still need a quarterback. But we shall see. Tyrod Taylor, there is reports out there saying that they're going to keep him. They're not going to shop him around, release him, or trade him. So we shall see what goes on there. Also, another trade that went down, matter of fact, over the weekend. And I was sort of kind of mad that the Saints didn't pick this guy up. They could have. They needed a corner at the time. Of course, he rectified it, what, a year and a half later, 2 years later, but they did rectify it. Marcus Peters gets traded to the Rams for draft picks. So, we shall see how that helps the Rams out over in the NFC. You still have to go against the Drew Breeses. You still have to go against the Cam Newtons, the Aaron Rodgers. So, beefing up that cornerback spot for both the Bills and the Rams are a must, as the Bills have to go against the Patriots twice a year. So, that was a good move for them. It's also been reported that the Vikings don't plan to keep Case Keenum. Got you to the NFC Championship game, but I guess they say, what have you done for me lately? Teresa, we'll see what he ends up. We can talk about that. LeBron and the Cavs lose to the Spurs in Cleveland. I don't know if it's a chemistry issue, if the younger players are trying to find their way with LeBron, but I believe this is 2-3 straight they've lost with their new roster. So we'll see what they do. We can talk about that. We can also talk about Zaza Pachulia. Is he the dirtiest player in the league? I say he is, by far. And if it was 10, if this was 10, 15 years ago, would he last? Because see, if it was 10, 15 years ago, Charles Oakley would have got on him. Anthony Mason would have got on him. Xavier McDaniel would have got on him. Hell, on his own team right now, Draymond would get on him. He's more of an enforcer than Zaza is. We can talk about that. Blake Bortles gets a 3-year, $54 million extension. You guys think Blake Bortles is worth all that? Let me get your thoughts on that also. We can talk about that as well. Cowboys is in the news. First, they were in the news about Roger Goodell going after Jerry Jones for over $1 million. I don't know if this, it seems to be personal animus according to the reports. Do you guys buy it? Do you guys think that that's legit? Maybe he feels Jerry Jones is damaging the league with his talk. You know, last week he was saying that the Cowboys are going to get Kirk Cousins. Yeah, right. Kirk Cousins. You got to pay that man $20 million over. You got Dak Prescott on a nice little deal. Under $2 million. Just stop it. Dallas, just stop it. Also, Stan Van Gundy says the college one and done rule is a racist rule. I don't agree with that at all, as both white and black can't take advantage of it. Let me get your thoughts on that as well. 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. I want to ask you guys, James Harden right now is the best player in the NBA. He's the front runner for MVP. How good do you think he is? Can you make a case for him over LeBron as the best player in the league? Could you make that case? Let me get your thoughts on that. Also, Tiger Woods, he came back, finished 12th in his last tournament. I do believe I got that right, 12th. Is Tiger Woods a threat to win Augusta? And I'm here in Augusta, home of the Masters. Is he a threat to win Augusta? I would love to see it. I don't think he is, but I would love to see it. That cap to come back and shut a lot of people up. We'll see. The Winter Olympics. Are we giving the Winter Olympics the love it deserves? I don't think we are. I think the Winter Olympics flies under a lot of people's radar. We should give it a little bit of love. We should, you know, follow it a little bit. Find one thing you like and follow it. I think we should give the Winter Olympics a chance. Call me crazy. Talked about Jimmy Butler earlier. He is out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury, an injured meniscus. He is trying to get back as soon as possible. Report saying he should be back by the playoffs. Hopefully those guys can hold the Timberwolves down to make sure they get in the playoff picture. Hopefully they don't fall in their standings. Now, I know something that Doom want to talk about this week. Former NFL player Jonathan Martin in custody after a post with a gun and threats made at high school clothes. Isn't this dude, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, isn't this the dude that cried over being called names? But now you missed a tough guy getting a gun. Interesting. Dwayne Wade was informed this weekend. He got emotional about it. One of the Parkland victims were requested to be buried in his uniform. And I do believe I put that story up over the Sports Report page on Facebook. Head over there right now. Join the group. Fun group. Myself, Doom, Rage, a lot of folks. Double A, Rob Domingo. Those guys comment from time to time on stuff that get posted up there. Will Kawhi Leonard return to the Spurs? Now, rumor has it he's back at the facility working to get back. And he's taking his time. And I don't know why he's taking his time. Give it the Pop. They're winning. But they're a different team with Kawhi. They're a different team. They see you to hurry up and get back. Russell Wilson was at his first batting practice. He'll be there for the next 5 days after a trade from the Texas Rangers to the New York Yankees. Should the Seahawks be concerned about that? And finally, with all the FBI scandals, everything going down in the NCAA, what changes would you make to the NCAA? What changes would you like to see to the NCAA? Hit us up, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Number for you guys to call in. I want to ask you guys too, and I think we talked about it last week. Should the Cowboys let Dez Bryant walk? Now, Tony C is a Cowboys fan. And the one thing I would give Tony C, he's a respectful Cowboys fan. I bring this up in other groups. Get cussed out to hell and back. That if Dez doesn't take a pay cut, I think he needs to walk. And I don't want to call all Cowboys fans delusional because you're not. But really, dude, I got to get cussed out for that. Just bad, bad, bad. The Warriors, do they have an issue with getting technical fouls? One more technical and Draymond is gone. He'll be suspended. Are we wrong to say that his outburst affect the team? Let me know what you're thinking. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Guys, if we don't get any phone calls, I'm going to be ending this thing in about 11 minutes. So get on there. 706-993-4606. Let's see here. Let me try one thing. Give me a second, guys. Okay. Let me see if I get in touch with you. Try to text Doom very, very quickly. See if we can get him in here. Again, if I don't get any calls within the next 10 minutes, I'm not going to waste anyone's time. That number again is 706-993-4606. Got a bunch of topics here to talk about. Get him in. Let me know what you're thinking. We're here every Monday night, Rant AM Radio. 11:15, 12:15. Sometimes we go over right after Monday Night Raw. So definitely check us out. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. This FBI scandal is just killing me. You got Sean Miller recorded by FBI wiretaps about facilitating a $100,000 payment to prospect DeAndre Ayton. $100,000. Wow. He's averaging 19 points a game, 10.9 rebounds a game, 1.9 blocks. That's just $100,000 to go to your university. Man. But I'm all for paying college players. I think Kevin Durant said this week too that college players should be paid. I was on the air talking about it last week. College athletes, the money makers in football, basketball, those are your revenue drivers. Those guys are the ones who put your university on the map. And universities get millions. Millions off these kids and these kids' hard work. But there's a lot of people out there that still think that the free room and board is enough. I'm not saying to pay them $100,000, but give them something to where they can live. It's all about who's willing to pay you. When Sprint hired me, they were willing to pay me. When your current employer decided to hire you, gotta pay you. So when these kids get recruited by these schools, how come they're not paid? At least give them something to live off of. As a student athlete, you can't work, and that's just ridiculous. Free room board is enough. Free room board is enough. In most cases, no. If you go back and look at these kids' parents, they're still living in the same place. These kids are a lot of one and done because they're in rural areas, they're in bad areas, and they want to get their parents out. They want to get their brothers and sisters out. That's some of the reasons for some of these one and done's. If you gave them a little bit, maybe like a stipend or something like that, to where they can live off of while they're in school before they get drafted, assuming they're good enough to make it, maybe things would change. But in this open underground market, we get stuff like this. More names are coming out. More players are coming out who's partaking of monies to go to that university. We gotta change. We gotta come up with a universal system to change some of this, y'all. Got to. Let me get your thoughts on that. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hope everyone's having a fantastic day. My day wasn't bad. I wonder if the Seahawks, though, should be worried about this Russell Wilson thing. Got 5 more days. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt. That would be my only issue with the extracurricular activities that he's partaking. And I know, I know contractually he probably has to do it, but I would be worried. When he gets hurt playing baseball, that's just football. I mean, it's just BP. So I doubt if you get hurt or injured there, but you never know. You never know. It is 11:40, folks. 11:41. If you're hearing this podcast right now, and want to get in on some of these topics, and you can't call them right now, hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on a Facebook group page. We can talk about any of this. Definitely go in depth over everything that you want to talk about. Call on in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. We are on every Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw. And you know what? Let's go. Give me a second here. We'll go ahead and do this now. Up the end in there. 11:42. Doesn't seem like anybody's gonna call in, so we can go ahead and call it a night. Let me give out all the pertinent information, go over all the programs that you can listen to right here on Rank EM Radio. Tomorrow night you'll have the Shining Wizards episode 358. They'll be on at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the rant at 9 p.m., Double A and Tony C will be there. Go over the Elimination Chamber and other news. Thursday will be a new episode of Rhett and Wrestling, episode 200. Friday at 9 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Philly Phil and Choppy, episode 255 of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. What Are You Reading Comic Book Show will be on Sunday at 5 p.m. with Surfer. Going over everything in the world of comics and media. And Monday night at 11:15 p.m., it will be this fine show, The Sports Report, at 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw. Hit me up on Twitter, at WillieMorg7. That's my Twitter handle. So if you want to hit me up there about anything, or any of our topics or anything like that, feel free to hit us up. Hit me up on there. Hit me up on Facebook. The group page is right there under The Sports Report. And guys, that will do it for me tonight. I want to thank everybody for downloading. We didn't get any phone callers this time, but you never know. Maybe next week we'll get some callers in, so we can partake in some conversation. All right, you guys, I'm out of here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything. And I will see you later. Take care.